It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Some Wisconsin municipalities are taking environmental sustainability into their own hands.
Sun Prairie near Madison announced it is the first city in the state to reach 100% renewable electricity for all city operations.
And on the Illinois border, the city of Beloit is taking public input now for its own climate action plan.
A few Wisconsin cities already have climate action plans in place, and we're checking in on what municipalities can do at the local level to deal with climate change.
We'll start in Sun Prairie with Rose Daly, the Sustainability and Resilience Manager. Rose, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Sun Prairie, 100% renewable electricity for all city operations on a practical level. What does that mean? What does it look like?
Yeah, great question. So as of March 2025, all of our municipal operations are now powered by 100% renewable electricity. So this includes all of the streetlights in the city, all of our traffic lights, all of our well pumps that we use to deliver drinking water to homes and businesses, all of the city-owned EV charging stations, and then all of our city facilities as well. So this includes the public library, city hall, our fire station, and the entire wastewater treatment plant.
And what renewables are in the mix here?
We have a mix of solar power, wind power, and biogas.
Now, what did it take to get from point A to point B? First of all, just to, as far as the decision-making and planning process, what went into making this a reality?
Yeah, so this was a goal that the Sun Prairie Common Council set back in 2022. They wanted us to be one of the first cities in the state to achieve 100% renewable electricity. So that was the goal they set. And then staff essentially had about 3 years to figure out how to make that goal a reality. So we really took a three-step approach to achieving this goal. So I know when people hear the word renewable electricity, the first thing they think of is installing solar panels or other clean energy sources onto your facilities. But actually, the first thing that you should focus on is minimizing your electricity consumption, because then that will help to minimize the quantity of renewables that you actually need to invest in. So we spent quite a while on energy efficiency measures in the city. So we did a full LED swap in all of our buildings. We retrofitted all of the streetlights to be LEDs. We swapped out heating and cooling systems for heat pumps and more energy efficient systems. We swapped out our water heaters, our dehumidifiers. We did improvements to windows and doors. Essentially, we just did as many energy efficiency upgrades as we could to bring down our electricity consumption. So that was the first step. And I will say that this step is really critical. We actually saw our electricity bills drop by $40,000 between the years 2023 and 2024. And those savings are dollars you can then invest into renewables. And that is step two that we followed. And that was installing in-house renewable energy systems. So we did deploy a total of 591 kilowatts of solar on roofs of city facilities, as well as some ground-mounted systems. And then our third step was to offset the remaining grid electricity that we couldn't offset with our own in-house systems. So we did purchase renewable energy blocks from our power provider, and that is what brought us to the finish line of achieving 100% renewable electricity.
For the motivation, when people were coming up with this idea, was it, hey, this is a climate measure? Was it, hey, this is a long-term cost-saving measure? What was the mix of what people were trying to accomplish here?
Yeah, it was a mix of both. So back in 2019, that is when our council first established sustainability as a citywide priority. So we, of course, wanted to reduce our contribution to greenhouse gas emissions and climate change. But then also, whenever you are doing sustainability efforts, there's typically a dollar savings tied to it. So that was also a big motivator for the city.
Is this something where you were in touch with the public and kind of selling these ideas and getting ideas, for that matter, from the local community?
Yeah, we were. We definitely wanted to have community support when we were first establishing these goals because they're ambitious. So we wanted to make sure that our community was on board with them and willing to work with us as we kind of were rushing toward this goal in 2025. But overall, the community has been very supportive of this transition to renewable electricity. And I will say that our community is just as excited about clean energy as we are. There's actually just over 300 homes and businesses throughout our city that have also invested in their own solar arrays.
We're talking about Sun Prairie reaching 100% renewable electricity for city operations. Our guest is the city's sustainability and resilience manager, Rose Daly. I understand Sun Prairie now is developing a climate action plan, maybe a follow-up to the work you've already done. What is that process looking like?
Yeah, this is definitely the next big step for us. Achieving 100% renewable electricity was a huge milestone, but we still have a lot more work to do. So the process we're taking to establish a climate action plan is, step one, we need to understand our baseline. So we have to truly take the time to understand how many emissions we produce in the city as a whole. So we're currently developing greenhouse gas emission inventories for the whole city. Our second step after really understanding what our emission levels are at is to set science-based targets for emission reductions. And those targets are really important because we're going to be developing a plan and we have to understand what goals we're trying to achieve through this plan. So we're going to be setting both a 2030 and 2050 emission reduction goals to make sure our city efforts stay aligned with the Paris Climate Agreement. Our 2030 emission reduction goal is going to be around 60%. And then we'll have a full carbon neutrality goal for 2050. And then the third step is once we write those goals, we then actually have to develop a 25-year comprehensive plan that will detail all the steps the city has to take to reach those goals.
And you're mentioning emissions, and you've been careful to point out this 100% is electricity, not total energy use. So what kind of things are you targeting, or at least looking into targeting at this stage, when it comes to other energy sources and other sources of emissions?
Yeah, that's a really good point. So although we've offset our electricity use, we have not offset our natural gas use. So one thing we can do to kind of reduce natural gas use is to focus on electrifying our facilities and our vehicles. So that's going to be a really big part of our climate action plan. A really great way to electrify buildings is to install heat pump or geothermal systems. That way you can do heating and cooling off of electricity. We're going to be focusing on that. And then in addition to that, our climate action plan will also include carbon sequestration efforts using our natural environment. So growing our tree canopy, adding additional green spaces to the city. And then one more big goal we have for the climate action plan is focusing on denser development in our city. This is one that oftentimes feels slightly removed from climate action. But if we have denser development, we have more homes in our downtown and we have more businesses all in a closer area, then our residents will be more incentivized to bike, walk, or take public transit to get around compared to taking a personal vehicle.
If people are listening elsewhere in the state thinking, yeah, I'd love to have some kind of action like this in my community, whether it's a citizen or local government leader or what have you, how would you suggest they get started down this path?
That is a great question. I think there's a lot of different things you could do. I would say one of the first things to do is just establish a goal. Figure out where you want to be and when you want to get there. And then you will have a goal you can work toward. That's one good step. Another good step is just to do some sort of benchmarking. Understand how much energy does the city use? How much energy do all of our businesses use? How much water do we use? How many gallons of fuel do we purchase for our fleet? So understanding where you're at, once you are really measuring what your usage is, you can then make a plan to reduce it.
Of course, these emissions and climate change are a global issue, and we see wrangling about it on the international stage, back and forth in national government here in the United States as well. What do you see as the value of a local government, a municipality in this case, taking climate action?
Yeah, Rob, that's a great question. And to be honest, local governments are on the front line for fighting climate change. It's truly up to us, kind of at the grassroots level, to drive changes in our own communities. The state governments and federal governments, they have resources for us, they have dollars for us, they have their own broader plans, but it's up to us to really, you know, change the needle in terms of where we're going. So I think that as a local government, we are driving change, but then we're also inspiring other municipalities to follow suit. So we're decarbonizing ourselves, but we're also creating a framework that others can follow if they want to decarbonize too. We're laying the groundwork. And then I think more importantly is we're inspiring our community members and our businesses to join us in this journey to a sustainable future. So I think that local governments really have a lot of influence in this space.
Rose, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Rose Daly is the Sustainability and Resilience Manager for the City of Sun Prairie. She was with us to share how Sun Prairie reached 100% sustainable electricity for city services. We're learning more about how Wisconsin municipalities are combating climate change. Now we turn to the city of Beloit, which is currently taking public input for its own climate action plan. Jerry Gabrielados is the city manager for Beloit. And Ted Redmond is the co-founder of the sustainability company Pale Blue Dot, which is working with the city of Beloit on the project. Jerry and Ted, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Now, Jerry, you're at an early stage in this process, I understand. What led the city of Beloit to start planning a climate action plan?
Sustainability is a core tenet of the council's strategic plan. And within that, there's environmental sustainability, economic sustainability, and social sustainability. And during the 2 years that I've been here, we've taken on parts of that, but this plan is really a way to kind of tie everything together. Probably a little bit most related to the environmental sustainability aspect of that whole core, but critical that we get started in this work.
Ted, your company is working with Beloit. You've worked with a number of cities on sustainability and climate action plans. What kind of things do you suggest for a city like Beloit that's in these early stages?
Well, so, yeah, we have done a lot of these projects, and we always start off the projects doing pretty extensive community-specific research. So, you know, we want to do our greenhouse gas inventory assessment, vulnerability assessment. We look at ground cover conditions. We look at vulnerable populations, renewable energy potential. And once we're done doing all of that baseline assessment and data gathering, at that point in time, we then come forth with some preliminary, we call them starter goals, because I like to emphasize that it's just a place to start the conversation. Because once we get to that point, we get into a very collaborative, I call it a co-authoring planning process, where we get to get a large team together of community volunteers and city staff and others, and we go through a facilitated process together to come up with the specific ideas that we want in the plan.
Jerry, Ted mentioned partnering with community members. What kind of outreach are you doing to the public at this point to get their input and get people on board?
Sure. So about a month ago, we reached out to the community and asked people to apply to be part of our climate action team. We're in the midst of reviewing those applications, as well as gathering all the data that Ted has politely requested for us to take this project to the next stage. I will say, too, during the couple years that I've been here, that I've heard from community members about the importance of this work and what it means to them. Specifically, the League of Women Voters has brought this to our council, as well as me directly, to get this work underway. And that organization is probably 50 people strong. So the community is pretty well engaged.
And Ted, how important is it for a community to have some of that public buy-in and have people in the community at the table throughout this kind of sustainability planning process?
Well, it's crucial, and it depends on what type of plan you're doing, how I might answer why it's crucial. Some cities will do a climate action plan or an energy plan that's focused explicitly on municipal operations, in which case, engaging the public is very important because it's important for governments to be open and transparent with their community so that they know what's going on. And certainly they can collect input to figure out how to make the plan better. But when we're talking about a plan like Beloit's, which is both municipal operations and how can we help create the environment for community members, local businesses to also step into some of these changes and benefit from some coordination and collaboration, it becomes crucial to make sure that we're involving community members as deeply as we can, because the city can't do all of that work all by itself. What we're really talking about is how can we promote, educate, inform, provide access to information? What can we do to set up the environment, as I say? So you have to have people from the community engaged in that process, because they're the ones ultimately that are really going to be doing this in their homes and their businesses, not just the city. So that's why our approach, we always take a very collaborative plan creation approach, where I think of it as less that we Pale Blue Dot are creating and writing the plan, and more that we're facilitating it with a large group of co-authors.
We're talking about Wisconsin cities forming climate action plans. Our guests are Beloit City Manager Jerry Gabrielados and Pale Blue Dot co-founder Ted Redmond. His company's consulting on this with Beloit. Jerry, what kind of steps has Beloit already taken when it comes to sustainability?
Yeah, you know, you heard Sun Prairie talk about denser development. Last year, we undertook a comp plan. And as part of that, one of the goals was to create denser developments in our city over the next 20 years. The next part of that work, if you will be a rewrite of our zoning code to match the ambitious goals that are identified in the comp plan to bring denser development so that people aren't traveling as far as they are now. Maybe they'll walk or bike to bring that dense development and reduce our emissions. In addition to that, we also just converted a position within the city as an organization. So we had an emergency manager, and given all the work that she does and its relation to weather emergencies, she's taken on a critical role with helping us in terms of climate and resiliency. So her name's Patty Miller. She will be alongside me and Ted for this ride.
Ted, you both mentioned this idea of, you know, shortening the amount of driving time that people have to do to get from home to work to business, whatever the case may be. In some cases, you're pushing back against decades and decades of development in different patterns. How do you start to move the needle on that when it's taken so much time to evolve the way it is now?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's actually one of the most challenging aspects of climate action. There's a number of things that we can do. First of all, just what can we do to encourage people to think about other modes of transportation, so walking, biking. And of course, that means, you know, from a municipal standpoint, we can do some things to help encourage that. How do we make sure that all of the streets that we build are complete? That provides support for different modes of transportation. So rather than building streets that take care of car traffic just fine, but say don't have any sidewalks, how can we make sure that we include sidewalks, think of bike lanes, or how bikes or walkers intersect with vehicles at intersections, etc. We can also make sure that we're talking or working with our public transit systems to increase accessibility, make sure that the routes are as effective as possible and getting people to where they need to go efficiently. We can also do things like, you know, explore how might we encourage or support remote working.
Jerry, these changes are not something where you flip a switch and they take effect tomorrow. What kind of time horizon are you planning on here?
So I think the actual plan will probably take us through December to complete. But when I review a fair amount of the pre-work that we're required to do as part of this, we've already started a lot of it. So I think, you know, addressing this crisis is something that will take a lifetime. But in the immediate term, we're already starting to chip away. We've added miles of bike lanes. We're creating better intersections. The city's more bike and pedestrian friendly already.
We'll leave it there. Jerry, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And Ted, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Jerry Gabrielatos is the city manager of Beloit. Ted Redmond is the co-founder of the climate action planning firm Pale Blue Dot. They're with us to talk about how Wisconsin cities are creating climate action plans to promote environmental sustainability at the local level. Earlier, we heard from Rose Daly, sustainability and resilience manager for Sun Prairie.